So Jay, how did the script come over to your world?
I met screenwriter Jim Beggarly coming out of USC grad school a number of years ago. But he, you know, we were trying to figure out something to work on, and I was trying to make first feature. And so he pitched me on the idea of Free Samples, and I just absolutely loved it. And then he wrote it, and then probably within about 2 months. So that was kind of cool to see how fast that he did that. And then we kind of took it around after that and trying to get it made and getting, you know, interesting talent and that sort of thing. So that's kind of where it came from.
So you were with the project from the very beginning?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so for those who don't know, because it hasn't played in Indianapolis yet, tell everybody what Free Samples is all about.
Sure. So, yeah, Free Samples is an indie comedy about a girl who runs an ice cream truck for a day on the streets of Los Angeles. And so it's about her kind of misadventures and dealing with crazy customers and kind of, you know, she's at a very low point in her life. So it kind of follows her throughout that day.
Now, have you ever had a job like this?
I haven't had a job like that. I've definitely had jobs that I was, I don't know, overqualified for. So I think on that level, I can relate to it, relate to the job side of it. You know, if you know more than, you know, or, you know, if everybody around you seems insane and, or, you know, ignorant, then it feels, you feel like an outsider, and it's very frustrating.
So which reporter am I? Which number reporter am I that makes reference to the film Clerks?
You know, you're probably number 73. I don't know.
I was hoping for low 60s, but
low 60s. Yeah, there's a few people that kind of got ahead of you. Yeah, no, it's Clerks is a great, you know, comparison. I'm a fan of that film. I was trying to, you know, there's certainly that element of it, you know, all these like little vignettes, you know. I think it was always a struggle to be a little bit different and try to make it a little bit more cohesive throughout for the story. But I love Clerks.
I will say this film has less colorful language and more tippy-hedron compared to Clerks.
Right. I think that's a very fair analysis.
And an Academy Award nominated actor. Tell us a little bit about getting Jesse Eisenberg involved.
Yeah, we were very, very fortunate to have him on the project. You know, he was somebody that I think originally he was involved with another project of our screenwriter back in, I think, 2008. And then, you know, that project never came to fruition, but through that, you know, relationship, he, you know, he had Free Samples and said, yeah, I would do like a small part in that. And so, you know, and I, at that time I was like ecstatic because I was such a huge fan of his. And then, you know, his career kind of really blossomed. And so we were very fortunate even after that, that he would come back and still do it with us. So, we were very lucky. And I think, you know, he really liked the script. He liked the character of Tex that he plays. So it's also a nice change to see him in that role.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're used to him kind of being, people have compared him to Michael Cera or the second coming of Woody Allen when it comes to Stammerlog. But between Social Network and a film like this, he's been able to go in a different direction.
Yeah, he's got such a wide range, and it's just like, very little direction that I actually even had to give him on that. That's just what he brought to it.
I have to be a film nerd and ask about working with Tippi Hedren since I've been watching, literally growing up watching her.
Right. And I did too. I mean, that was like, that was also another, you know, dream come true. number five, I think, on the list. But it's probably a little higher. But, you know, I was always trying to find somebody for the role that she played. And there is, you know, if you don't know, like her role is, the character is like a B-movie actress who was very, you know, prolific earlier in her life. And so I just wanted somebody that maybe could kind of fill those shoes. And so even though Tippi was like a movie star, we had a lot of trouble casting that role and, you know, taking it out to people that were around and working. We were kind of like very late in the, you know, pre-production process, and so we had, you know, a few people had fallen through, and our producer, you know, he says to me, like, "Hey, who is your dream person for this role?" And I was like, "Well, Tippi Hedren." And that's really how it went. And so he's like, well, all right, let's try it. And so we reached out to her agent, and then her agent, Tippi lives up like an hour outside of LA. And so her agent drove up the script to her that day, and so Tippi read it, and she, you know, loved it. So yeah, I mean, it was just, I'm still pinching myself.
not too hard. With all this mentioned, really the film is carried by Jess, who does a really, really good job in it. And I'm surprised in the ad campaign it doesn't feature from the star of Teeth.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of her breakout role, you know, isn't it? I feel like she's just so talented. She did a great job. And, you know, that's also like someone who we wanted for that role from the get-go. And she, you know, responded to the script. So, you know, I'm really happy that she took it on. She owned it. She owns that role.
I mean, it was, yeah, you're right about capturing the low point and trying to just continue and even be skeptical when somebody like Tex comes up and just flat out asks her, and with no BS involved.
Well, it was funny because that's how, you know, I didn't, you know, have many interactions with her like before that. I mean, we talked, you know, several times, but like, I kind of came to know Jess as Jillian, but that's not who she is at all. She's like the nicest person ever, and like so considerate. And it's just like, it was funny to like have that realization just myself, that how much she was like becoming that character for the role.
How many trucks did it take for you to make this?
How many trucks?
How hard was it to find the truck for the film?
Oh yeah, that was hard. Our main location where most of the film takes place, and the truck, which is kind of like, you know, another character, those were huge question marks that we were trying to figure out. And so, like, I think most, you know, so much of our pre-production time just went into, like, trying to find an ice cream truck. And then we were like, well, let's buy an old one that's already, like, outfitted. And that was, like, its own sort of problem because they're not around or they're too expensive for what we could afford. And then we try to rent one, you know, but like the ones that are like the food truck sort of craze that's here in LA, it's like, they're really nice. They're really nice food trucks. And we didn't want that. We wanted something really crappy and sort of, you know, run down. And so we ended up like through that sort of process, we found the company that kind of retrofits all these, you know, trucks for food trucks, mm-hmm. become food trucks. And so they had an old truck. And we just bought that and cut a hole in it. There was no hole, no nothing. And then we painted it and took it from there. So, yeah. It was his own beast. It broke down a few times and wouldn't start. Our producer got stuck on the freeway with wasn't the best truck we could have gotten. I think we kind of, you know, bought the truck we wanted, a rundown truck.
Right. And I think from a filmmaking standpoint, it was smart that it only has to move that in that one sequence.
Yeah. And that's a great little, like, reveal moment where she's kind of just driving it back and forth just to keep it moving.
So did you take it out back and shoot it when filming was over?
I definitely know that our producers took it out back and shot it. But then, like, a couple months later, we were finding we wanted some, like, driving shots and, you know, as we were just, like, in editing. And so we went back and we don't have the truck anymore, but we found where it is, where it was, or where we, you know, who we sold it to or whoever. And they were like, yeah, well, I'll drive it around and you can film the truck. So that's what we did. But that was kind of funny.
You've ever been on one end or the other of the counter when it comes to customer service? I know free samples will be able to touch a nerve in a good way with some people, hopefully everybody.
Yeah. I'm hoping so too. So yeah.